Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For those of you who came in a little later, we're going to try to keep this a little bit short because they're here to begin the work of fixing the leaks. Very good. Today is our secondary intention. We're celebrating a Requiem Mass for those who died during the terrorist attacks on 9/11, and also those who have died in subsequent efforts against Islamic terrorism by our country. Probably almost all of us remember that day over 10 years ago now when our country was attacked by Islamic terrorists and innocent civilians were targeted. I was sitting upstairs in my rectory and helper. I was about ready to go over and set up for Mass, and I got a phone call. And the phone call was from the sister who worked for me down in Helper, and she said, "Turn on your TV." It was like, if Sister Michelle tells you to do something, you do it, because she was a Catholic school teacher. In fact, she taught my cousin's second grade, which is kind of funny. But in any case, turn it on, and what do you see? You saw the Twin Towers on fire, and people jumping, and it was just a horrible experience. You know, we knew something was going on. We didn't know who did it or why. That became apparent later. And it would be awfully tempting for us to focus in on the death and the destruction, though the death and destruction were far less than they could have been by the hand of God and by His grace. There should have been, 50,000 people could have died in those towers, and they didn't. There were tales of miraculous things. A neighbor of my cousin in Boston, his car wouldn't start that day, so he missed his flight. If he hadn't missed his flight, he would have been on one of the flights that flew into the towers. Just remarkable cases of human bravery, and where does that come from? Ultimately, that comes from God, because He gives us the grace to do good things, supernatural acts of salvation. And also acts of human bravery. We can think of the people in the flight who, rather than let the plane be crashed into a building and kill other people, they took over the flight and it crashed in the field in Pennsylvania. And we can focus in on all the bad stuff, but we see the hand of God at work in the response. People coming together, people helping each other, people laying down their lives to rescue one another. And that is truly a remarkable thing, because even in the darkest of times, God is there present with us, if only to gather us to Himself in death, but also to enable us to do the kinds of things which image the act of our Lord when He laid down His life for all of us. And so that's what I prefer to think about on these days of 9/11, is to think about not so much what they did to us, but what we did in response by being kind and good and heroic. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.